With Agriculture News, I'm Lori Boyer. Colorado State University Extension is holding a drought decisions webinar coming up on Wednesday. It begins at 7 p.m. It's a one-hour webinar designed to help Colorado livestock producers make informed decisions about managing and potentially selling cattle during ongoing drought conditions. Webinar topics include current range and hay conditions and how they may change with or without precipitation, annual cow costs and financial considerations, use of agriculture business management decision tools, and tax considerations related to the sale of calves and breeding livestock. There will also be time for open question and answers with the presenters. The presenters include ABM Specialist Jeff Chernell and Annie Overland, Rangeland Specialist. For more information and to obtain a web link, contact your local CSU Extension office. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program has named 15 growers to Leadership Sorghum Class 8, its premier program for developing the next generation of industry leaders. USCP Chair Kim Baldwin says agriculture is changing quickly, and the program is designed to give participants a broader view of the sorghum sector while building the knowledge, relationships, and real-world experience needed to lead at every level. Of the members of the Leadership Sorghum Class 8 are Raphael Joliffe of Siebert, Colorado. The year-long program exposes growers to policy, markets, research, and leadership training with sessions held across major sorghum-producing regions. It's an issue that keeps coming up, including at a recent Senate Ag hearing, the disconnect between tariffs to open markets and continued ad hoc farm assistance. The question was trade versus aid. First, there was almost $30 billion, then another $12 billion and $28 billion in the first Trump term. Michigan Democrat Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
If we're talking and you're highlighting 19 new trade deals that this administration has done, why do we need the sloppy tariffs? I think it's hard to explain why there's literally assistance being farmed out by your agency for a policy that's working.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins pointed to the Biden administration.
The $30 billion you're talking about was approved before we came in. So y'all voted on that at late 2024, that $30 billion. We came in and implemented the tariffs in 2025.
Slotkin then followed up.
But is there not $12 billion in assistance that you are currently farming out to farmers, including mine, because they do not have enough money and have lost access to foreign markets?
Rollins says the ag trade deficit has been halved and major farm exports will be up by double digits this year. And as the midterms approach, she blames the prior administration for making no new trade deals. Growing corn and soybean supplies in South America are creating new challenges for U.S. producers. The USDA increased production estimates for both Brazil and Argentina in its latest supply and demand report. Brazil's corn crop is now projected at 138 million metric tons, while soybean production remains at a massive 180 million metric tons. Argentina's corn and soybean forecasts also moved higher. The Wall Street Journal reports the larger crops contributed to weakness in Chicago grain futures as traders factored additional export competition into price forecasts. Analysts say abundant South American supplies could make it more difficult for U.S. exporters to gain market share during the upcoming marketing year. World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski discusses USDA price forecasts in various milk categories for this month.
A small reduction in our cheese price forecast for 2026, down 4 cents per pound. Butter, nearly steady, up 1 cent per pound. We made a fairly large adjustment to our non-fat by milk price, lowered that by 7 cents per pound, now forecast at $1.70 per pound. But important to point out that non-fat dry milk, it got historically high into mid-May. It spiked above $2. Per pound, and now it's just starting to come back a little bit closer to normal. But even at current prices and at our current forecast, it remains historically high. In terms of dairy class prices, a focus mainly on the all milk price for 2026. Our forecast was reduced 55 cents per hundredweight. It's now at $20.70 per hundredweight. And for 2027, nearly steady, down 5 cents per hundredweight at $20.90 per hundredweight.
World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski. USDA's new 2027 cost of production forecast reveals farmers may not see meaningful relief from elevated production costs anytime soon. USDA's preliminary 2027 projections show total production costs continuing to rise for most major crops, pushing all commodities to record highs. Higher production costs are driven not by fuel and fertilizer in 2027, but rather by higher prices for seed, chemicals, repairs, labor, machinery, and cash rents. And the Colorado Cattlemen's Association kicks off day one of their three-day convention in Loveland today. I'm Lori Boyer, Farm Radio 1010 KSAR.